You've had some developing news. Why don't you update our listeners?
Of course, there was the hanging like vandalism, which I guess this is just sort of the logical culmination of the tremendous overuse and bad behavior on the trail. And then, of course, the new Glenwood Springs pedestrian bridge over the interstate and Colorado River, which was delayed a couple of times. It was originally set to open in March, is now open. And kind of the big story was the resignation and then of the Art Center director in Glenwood Springs, Christina Brusig. Then questions about Art Center finances. She does a column for us, or did a column for us. The Art Center called our features editor and said, hey, Christina's not with the Art Center anymore, so, you know, we're not going to be able to do that column for you this week. After the Art Center didn't release any information about, you know, the resignation of their director, we started to ask people what they knew about her resignation. One of the more unusual things, certainly in a small town, was we had two people say, well, you're going to have to talk to the police chief.
Yeah, that was very interesting. The first article, which ran on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, you had another one that, well, there's a reason
why. Yeah, we got referred to the city attorney who said you have to talk to the police chief. Terry Wilson didn't really want to talk about it because it's an active investigation. But he did confirm that his department is looking into Art Center finances. He wouldn't say that the investigation is tied specifically to Christina's resignation. He said that's a stretch, and then said it would take a few weeks before we knew more. We talked to Christina, who said she was just shocked that there might be an investigation of Art Center finances and that she resigned because she was working too many hours and didn't have adequate support from the board.
Right.
And the board president was one of the people who referred us to the police chief.
Okay.
So after we ran the first story, as these things happen, we got a tip that she had written some bad checks and found out that the charge was in Eagle County. So she actually has a court appearance scheduled for Monday on a felony fraud by check.
That's completely separate from the Council for the Arts, and that's on her personal side of her life, right? And it's all allegedly.
Right. Yeah. I mean, she's not convicted of anything. One of the things I'm doing to combat the squealing of fake news is that when I can, in certain cases, I'm posting documents. So we posted the affidavit to get the arrest warrant. It includes her acknowledging that she wrote insufficient funds checks.
Okay, got it. Now, do you know much about the financing of the Council for the Arts, the budget, what the financial shape is?
Well, I guess that there is an audit coming. I did not realize that she was a city employee. The city was paying her salary, and that made her eligible for city benefits. The Art Center, as I understand it, pays the city a pittance for the building that they use up by the Yampa Spa. So, you know, when we get the audit, we'll look all the more at that. And one thing the city attorney said is that this salary arrangement for a nonprofit to be affiliated with the city like this is awkward, and
definitely
good chance
unusual.
The council is going to end up reviewing that. And all the programming's going on. I mean, I don't think any of this reflects on the Art Center's programming. And, you know, a whole lot of kids and a whole lot of Glenwood Springs residents go there for different programming. And it's an organization that's run, you know, on a lot of passion and a lot of volunteering at the board level. So it's a shame when this sort of thing happens, and we'll just have to wait, Terry Wilson said, for a few weeks to see how that investigation turns out.